Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Rabas Rachel, Shishi Bizechir, Fan Yerziv Gahagon, Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing the psul of drasa or hadrasa, which is pressing down on the simanim during shechita, as opposed to slicing them nicely and cleanly. He presses down on them, and that's how they were cut. So Mishnah tells us, Hitet Zerosh Bazachas. If he chopped off the head of the animal in one shot, psul, it's pasul shechita. That's because that's hadrasa. He pressed down on the simanim instead of slicing them nicely. Now let's say Hayoshechit, he was shechting. And he cut the head off in one shot, which basically means he cut the simanim all in just one movement. So it's kind of similar to cutting the head off, but he was doing it with a shechita motion. He was moving the knife this way or that way. So it's different than swinging the knife like a sword. Is this kosher or not? It depends. Im yesh basakin mloit tzavar, kshera. If the knife has an extra tzavar, an extra neck length to it, it's kosher. We'll explain this in a moment. Here we just have a similar din. He was shechting, and he cut two heads in one shot, meaning it two animals right next to each other, and he just did one clean slice with the knife, cutting both of their simanim on both animals. If the knife has a full extra neck length, ksheira, it's kosher. Now we'll explain, what does this mean, a meloit tzavar, an extra neck length? So with shechita, the knife, for all intents and purposes, has to be a little bit longer than the neck of the animal, and that way you can move it back and forth on the animal and it's fine. Now the way this shechita that we're talking about over here is kosher is that he just did one motion. He either pushed it away from himself or he pulled it towards himself. That's a halacha or a hava, pushing it out or pulling it in, and he just did one of those, either out or in, and that's okay as long as the knife is double the length of an animal's neck. So that way, it's like he did a halacha and a hava. It's like he did it back and forth. He just didn't need to actually physically do it back and forth because the knife itself was double the length of the animal's neck, and that's perfectly fine. Now the Mishnah continues clarifying, as we just said, but medvar morim, when is it stated, that's if he pushed the knife away towards himself and did not bring it back, or he brought it towards himself and didn't push it forward. And that way it has to be double the length of the neck. Avalam hoilich vehevi, if he did a regular classic sawing motion with the knife, afilu kol shehu, even if the knife is very small, afilu beizmel, even if it's the size of a tiny little razor, ksher, it's kosher, because that is the regular motion of shechita back and forth. And we have a different din. Nafla sakin v'shachta. Let's say the knife fell and it shechted that way. Maybe it's at the edge of the table and someone shook the table, the knife fell down, it went perfectly downwards, slicing the animal's neck, and it was a perfect shechita. Alf v'shachta kedarki, even though like regular, psula, it's still possible. Shnei because the pasuk says, "V'zavachta v'chalta." You shall shecht, you shall eat. What do we learn from here? Mashatazeh ve'achata, that which you shecht, you could eat. But if you didn't shecht, it shechted by itself, you can't eat it. Now we move on to another psula of shechita, which is called shihia, waiting. The shechet's not to stop in the middle of shechita, hang on for a little bit, and then continue shechting. That's called shihia. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Nafla sakin v'gbia. In the middle of shechita, the knife fell down, and he picked it up and continued shechting. Or naflu kela v'gbia. His kela, meaning his clothing, fell off a little bit. Maybe he was wearing a shawl and it slipped off his shoulders, so he adjusted it and then continued shechting. Or another example is hishchazasakin va'af. He was sharpening the knife before shechita. He got tired, and in the middle of shechita, he was just too exhausted to continue. Ubachaver v'shachat. So his friend came and picked up where he left off and continued the shechita. Here's the rule: imsha kadei shechita psula. If the amount of time that was waited was the amount of time that one can actually shecht this animal in, so it's pasul. If not, if it's shorter than that, so it's kasher and it's not shehia. Or Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says imsha kadei bikur. If it takes the amount of time to check the knife to see if it's fine, then that's already too long of a wait. If not, then it's okay. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, we're discussing another psul, which is called ikor. Ikor literally means la'akor, to uproot. So this is basically when the simen of the animal is ripped or torn, as opposed to being sliced cleanly with a knife. This psul is most often found when the shechita knife has a pegima. It has a little nick in it that's like a mini serration, if you will, and that, instead of cutting the simen, it tears it or rips it, so that's a psul. As now we talk about this, Mishnah tells us, Shachnas Veshet, Yishachli the Veshet, everything was fine. Upasak es hagargares. But then he went to the gargares, that's the other simen, and he tore it. Oh, alternatively, the other way around. Shachnas hagargares, Yishachli the gargares, Upasak es haveshet, and he tore or ripped the veshet, so that's ikor. Oh, alternatively, Shachat echad mehen, Yishachli one of them, Vehimtin la'ad shemesa, and he just waited till the animal died. Oh, here we have another psul, which is called chalada. That's basically when the knife is hidden inside the animal or it's covered over. That's also psul. So that's what Mishnah tells us. He hid the knife or covered over the knife underneath the second simen after he cut the first one, and then he cut it from underneath. So Rabbi Sheva of Aymer Nevela, Rabbi Sheva says it's Nevela. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Aymer Trefa, Rabbi Kiva says it's a Trefa. What's the difference between Nevela and Trefa? They're both non-kosher and can't be eaten. So Nevela is Tame to the extent that it's Metame B'masa, which means even if a person doesn't touch it and he just carries a piece of it on a plate, that's called Masa. He's carrying it even though he's not touching it. That's still Metame. So it's a very high level of Tomo. Rabbi Kiva just says it's not kosher. kosher. It's a treifa, but it's not the level of nevela. And where does this come from? So klal amar Rabbi Sheva mishum Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Sheva says a rule in the name of Rabbi Shua. Kol shenifsla b'shchitasa nevela. Anything that became pasul by way of shchita, it was an improper shchita. It's nevela. Whereas kol shchitasa karoy v'davar acher garam lali pasel. Anything that shchita was fine, it was perfectly okay, and something else caused it to be pasul treifa. So then it's a treifa. And actually, v'haydol Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agreed to him and backtracked from his original argument. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav, continue to discuss interesting things in Shechita. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.